On a chilly December morning in Delhi, a vibrant group of women, adorned in colorful saris and warm shawls, gathered outside a three-story building that houses one of India's oldest social enterprises. This cooperative, known as Sri Mahila Griha Udyog Ligit Papad, was established in 1959 in Mumbai by seven housewives who sought to create a source of income by producing papad, a beloved crispy snack integral to Indian cuisine. Over the past 65 years, the cooperative has expanded significantly, now boasting over 45,000 women members and generating an impressive annual turnover of 16 billion rupees, with exports reaching countries like the UK and the US. The women of Ligit primarily work from home, producing a variety of products, including spices and detergents, but their most popular item remains the Ligit brand of poppadoms. Lakshmi, a 70-year-old manager at the Delhi center, reflects on how joining the cooperative transformed her life after her husband's death left her in need of work. With limited education, she was introduced to Ligit by a neighbor and found a supportive community that allowed her to earn a decent income while managing her household responsibilities. Today, she oversees 150 women at the center, illustrating the cooperative's role in empowering women to balance work and family life. Every morning, the cooperative provides transportation for its members to the nearest Ligit center, where they collect pre-mixed dough made from lentils and spices. The women then return home to roll out the dough into thin, round PA pads. Initially, it took Lakshmi several hours to produce just 1 kilogram of dried lentil papad, but her efficiency has improved dramatically, allowing her to complete the same amount in just 30 minutes. The cooperative's head office in Mumbai manages the procurement of raw materials, which are then distributed to women across the country for production and packaging. The origins of Ligit can be traced back to the socio-economic landscape of 1950s India, a time when the country was striving to rebuild itself after gaining independence. Women faced significant challenges in a conservative society that often limited their opportunities for education and employment. The founders of Ligit, a group of determined women living in a crowded Mumbai tenement, aimed to leverage their culinary skills to support their families. With the help of a social worker, they secured a small loan to purchase ingredients, and despite initial struggles to find buyers, their persistence paid off as their poppadoms gained popularity. As the cooperative flourished, it evolved into a model of collective ownership, where every woman is considered a co-owner rather than an employee. This structure fosters a sense of equality and shared responsibility among members, as profits and losses are distributed equally. In 1966, the cooperative adopted the Ligit brand name, which means taste in Gujarati, further solidifying its identity in the market. For many women, like Lakshmi, L.